Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hola! And welcome to Trusty Hogs episode 103.
And Helen has started to learn Spanish.
And it's Hola, already, ¿cómo está?
It's already pissing me off, actually.
Why?
You're too good at it and you're so fast. And
well, because I said, annoying. Hello, how are you?
And secondly, you're no longer speaking in full English sentences and it's honestly, it's too much.
This is good for me to learn Spanish. I got, you know, Lara Ricote, friend of the podcast.
Don't say it like that.
Lara Ricote. She's been teaching me. Tengo hambre.
What does that mean?
Andrew can translate because I can't speak English anymore.
I am hungry.
Tengo hambre. Por favor, pan.
Oh my God.
Bread, please, bread.
Yeah, no, even it's I
good.
Got that.
It's
even
good,
I
no? got that.
Hello and welcome to episode 104 of Trusty Hogs, the podcast where we tell you about our gorgeous lives. I'm Catherine Bohart. She's Helen Bauer. We're technically comedians and also apparently students. And we also then have a celebrity comedy guest in to
celebrity, to
help us solve your listener problems.
Listen, we're going to chit-chat. Then we're going to chit-chat with Sophie and then we're going to solve one of your bloody problems.
I love how I say stuff and then you re-explain it.
Because it's just better.
It's like podcasting with a comedian. Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're going to give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't and that's your problem. They'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech.
Trusty hogs, trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not. I feel like I have the spirit of a male comic.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Just like vibe-wise. I was watching, do you know Sarah Schaefer? She's like
I imagine you sucked it out of one of them one time.
Yeah, you see those male comics that are walking around just empty with no
withered.
Soul. Withered. It's mine now.
I should never have had that blowjob. It wasn't worth it.
I'm such a sucker now.
So you're watching Sarah Schaefer, comedian and friend of the pod.
Love Sarah Schaefer. I was watching her show. I think she might do it at Edinburgh next year, so I don't want to give it away. But there's one bit where she's using puppets and it's like, it's about comedy, right?
Yeah.
And like, she is the puppet. Is like going to go talk to the like industry and go network with them. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, here come the male comics. And there's just all these puppets of men like, you're an agent? No, I'm an agent.
That's like, very
it's
funny.
Just so pleasing.
That's very funny. Maybe I have the spirit of a male comic too.
Do you really think though?
Probably not.
I think you're too self-aware.
Oh, that's kind of... I really didn't know where that sentence was going to end. I was like, selfish?
All comics are self-aware. I don't know.
Oh, that's not true. Come on. Don't make me name names. I'll have to do it all fair. And then Andrew will have to bleep it. It's going to take ages.
But hey, can we note down to do those names after this? I'd be curious to know if our lists have changed.
I took Ellen home this weekend. That's my news.
I can't believe you went to Ireland without me.
Took her home.
My homeland. No, I'm so sorry.
Sweet Jesus. Your homeland.
My homeland. The Emerald Isle. I'm going to Ireland on Thursday.
How do you sound so Norwegian? I know, I keep telling people who listen, go to Helen's show. My sister's going.
Yay!
Which is so nice. So great. She's so excited. So we went home and... As always the case, Ellen's immediately my mother's favourite child.
She's adorable.
Also, my mum loves a lesbian.
Yeah.
And
you're just bi.
And I'm just bi.
It's not enough.
I never even wear a button down. So that's not true, but she doesn't care. Yeah. And so then...
What's underneath the pinafore? Is that a button down?
It's like a blouse rather than a shirt, isn't it? And there is a distinction. But she... My dad, I realized, like, you know, when you're watching your culture through somebody else's eyes, like, for example, we were with a group of people and someone said, oh, God bless him. And I realized I needed to explain to Ellen that God bless him in Ireland doesn't mean like we wish the best for him.
No, it's poor them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ew.
I sneeze, but it's not just poor them. It's like, just to be clear, we all really pity that person.
It's the Southern American version of I'm going to pray for you.
No, it's not.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's the Irish equivalent of yikes. It's a yikes. God bless him is a yikes.
You guys are such a bitchy country.
Oh, we're so bitchy. And the other thing to say is that when you're watching your culture through somebody's eyes, you're like, oh yeah, I guess that is a mad story. For example, the notion of funerals came up. And my dad was saying, like, oh, yeah, you have to be, like, we obviously have to be careful not to stand too close to the grave. And we were like, sorry, what? And he was like...
Well, because you might fall in.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And we were like, okay, you just said that, like, that's normal. I was like, why would you fall in? And he was like, oh, it happens. And we were like, what do you mean? And he was like, it's happened. I was
in
like,
sitcoms?
What? No, get this. My dad was in training to be a deacon. They were at a funeral training. They had this man being like, you must never... ever a priest ever go too close to the grave. And they were like, okay. He had done a funeral in wet weather.
Oh no.
He'd fallen in not once.
No.
Not once, but twice. He fell in the same grave twice. And my dad said, like, you could see it in his eyes. It was true. There was nothing. They weren't laughing. It
the
was
full
like,
6 feet.
He fell in. I don't know if the coffin was already in either, so I don't know if there was a clash.
Well, you'd want it to be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Just for the extra foot.
I guess, but do you want to land on wood and a dead person? Or
it's
do you want
easier
to
climb out, isn't it?
I'd rather land on mud than a corpse, but...
Well, the corpse is fresh, isn't it? It's just been like...
Yeah, and it's Ireland. It's been buried within 3 days.
Acidy thing, isn't it?
We bury within 3 days.
Good,
two,
good.
Usually.
You must.
But yeah, so... Yeah, anyway, but my point is like, those are just off-the-cuff stories where like... Or like this woman was talking about the Catholic Association's marriage course. Basically, there's like, you have to do 6 weeks marriage counselling with a priest before you get married in a church in Ireland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course you do, because why wouldn't you ask a virgin who's sworn off women?
No, they wank.
Yeah, that you can still... All right. I'm not sure that you know... Okay, listen. I'm not getting into the semantics.
You're no longer pure after your first ejaculation.
But yeah, it was just a fascinating thing to watch it through her eyes, and also to watch us lose the rugby.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you playing against?
Okay,
I don't know.
The All Blacks, New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand, and the New Zealandies won.
I'm not sure that's how they call what the they New call Zealand themselves.
Does
All Blacks
Kiwis?
All Blacks.
The All Blacks won.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yay!
Them.
New Zealand!
Wow, at least your accents are all over the place everywhere. At least it's not just Ireland.
When you were telling that story, all I could think of, do you know that Tim Robbins sketch? It's like the Tim Robbins show, you know, I Think You Should Leave. There's a sketch.
Which one, Helen?
It's got like... He's at a funeral and he's doing like an infomercial for his TV channel being like, Coffin Drop! And it's called Coffin Drop.
I have seen Coffin and Drop! It's so good!
Falling out the bottom of
Coffin. It's good stuff. It's good
and then
stuff.
They have that bit where it's just naked bodies coming out. And it's just on the floor and all the mourners are like, oh no! My husband!
How many coffees have you had this morning?
This is my second. So bring our guest.
Everybody, it's the incredible Sophie Hagen. Hello, Hogs. It's Catherine Bohart from Trusty Hogs. Helen laughs at me when I say that I'm Catherine from Trusty Hogs when you're listening to Trusty Hogs and you know that it's not Helen. But nonetheless, there we are. Are you still listening? Hey, if you are, please join my newsletters on my website because at the end of October, I got some big news. And I want to tell you first, and I want you to be on, shall we say, a little private prior list so that maybe you'll get preferential treatment in access to that news. You will. Go on. Join up. Sign up, please. Newsletter, CatherineBohart.com.
What's up? I'm still on tour. I'm coming to Cork, Dublin, York, Leeds, Nottingham. No, Leeds are sold out. Forget it. Leicester, Bristol, which has got like five left. Reading, Berlin, Birmingham, Guildford, Aldershot, Norwich, Newcastle, Edinburgh, Glasgow. Fuck, this is so much travel. Cambridge, Manchester and Maidenhead. Oh, man. That's going to be... Please come. Please come, because some of those are like when it's really cold and dark out and I'll be sad. Bring gifts. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, hey, Helen, stop.
I know
stop,
there's something
Helen,
in there
stop,
for
Helen,
me.
Helen,
I can
stop.
Feel it. Is it a gifty?
It's a gift.
Is it just for me or for Catherine?
Well, now I feel bad, but it's for both of you. Oh, it's bad.
You feel bad because it's for both of us?
Well, not because she was
She has
like,
this effect.
It's my birthday next.
When's your birthday?
March 25th.
Well, November 10th, so.
Okay.
Are you November 10th?
Where's mine?
Oh, good point.
Where's my gifty? Oh, don't do that.
Oh,
that
she
worst.
Does that and it's awful. It's usually like a pencil she's chewed.
Oh. Found a pen in my bag.
Or a tampon. It's always a tampon.
I need a chewed pencil.
Or hand sanitizer.
Yeah. And murders.
Nice.
Oh.
What's that?
That's from the end of my tour show from Jamie D'Souza wrote on the back of it because he had to run and get his train. Do you want that?
Why would Sophie want that?
What does that mean?
Because it's got a picture of me on it.
He has to run off to make check-in.
He was staying in Fareham and we were in Winchester. Do you want that?
Sophie,
I actually do.
There we go. Happy
because
birthday.
I'm going to say if you become like massively famous.
Then you'll have that.
Or if, what was that? Toby?
Bless you. It's when.
Jamie.
If Jamie becomes really famous.
It's when, not if.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time with me.
Jamie's a huge star in the making.
Yeah.
I think
but
that
I need to explain to you what I'm giving you okay. So I can put my bag down and stop okay. looking insane.
Please.
So I thought, because I've been listening to all of your episodes, I also have questions for you.
Stop it.
But, yes!
No,
nobody
not all of them.
Ever
not all
brings
them, not all
questions.
Of them, but a lot of them. And I thought, oh, it'd be really cute if I gave you like a teeny tiny like little pig thing, because you get a lot of
pigs. We get a lot
like
of pigs.
One, like a teeny tiny pig.
We get a lot of pigs.
So I went on Etsy and I was like, oh, I'm going to find a teeny tiny pig. And then I'm going to see if I can find a teeny tiny pig in
like
my bag.
Like a micro pig?
Micro pig. And it, I was like, oh no. Is it?
Good day, sir.
It's daddy. Oh, it was so big. And then you cancelled the last date. So it had to be in my kitchen.
Oh
it's
my God,
so
I'm
big.
So sorry.
It's so big.
Oh my God. Guys, if you're listening to this and not watching
it's
it,
huge.
Sophie has just
it's
pulled the largest pig. Like
life-size
I feel
pig.
Like you got conned. Remember there was that con for a while where people would be sold a teacup pig and then it would turn yeah. into an actual fully grown yes. farm-sized pig.
Okay, I'm taking a picture. I'll put it on the Instagram.
That's what
people
to you.
Who buy a rug and it's a mouse mat.
Yeah, except yeah. the inverse. Oh my God, please hold it beside your head, Helen.
I've even got a name for her.
You can't name her alone
She's
already.
She's Bacon Hagen.
I like it. I do, to be fair,
it's
honestly.
It's the best pun in my life I've ever enjoyed.
Bacon Hagen?
I love
Bacon. Isn't
that
good?
I'm a big fan.
It's good stuff.
I
oh
love
my God,
you.
You've shown up with
it was
a gift.
So big.
You've shown up with a cake.
Yeah.
You can come anytime.
Thank you.
That's good guesting.
Well, and do you,
and
okay,
questions.
I'm going to wait, but I have questions as well. That
okay.
I've been, and all just statements.
Okay, fantastic.
Catherine touched Bacon Hagen's butt.
It's really hard not to. It's very juicy.
It's
I
so
want
big.
A little give it a little pinch.
I washed it because it had been standing right next to my stove, so it had a lot of like food sprays on it. But I've washed
wow,
it.
Wow, thank you so much. I love
Please
that you
tell
greased
me
up our pig.
Bacon spray on it.
I don't like bacon. I know. As a Danish person and someone whose surname rhymes with Hagen, it's
That's
real bad.
Mad that you
I know.
Don't like bacon.
I put it in bolognese sometimes, but I'm not really.
Okay, I've never done that. That
Is this
going to
be our first fight on the podcast? Yeah. I can't have the two of you start
no,
off
no,
with
I'm
a fight.
No, I'm not having a fight.
Hey,
Everyone's
got soft hands
whoa.
In the air.
Whoa. bacon in bolognese.
Yeah.
Like just like chopped up, like little bits.
Yeah.
That's ingenious.
You start with that and then the onions.
and then the veggies, nice. And then
the
meat.
Oil from it. Yeah, yes. That's very nice.
Yeah, but it has to be the bacon that's most similar to, not the bacon you put on your in your breakfast. English
not
breakfast.
Cured bacon. Sorry.
Oh, not like rashers. Not like breakfast.
Not the big.
Oh, it's the same.
Meaty.
It's the same.
More
it's
like
same.
Not the meaty one, but like, yeah. We want the fatty what they're called. One. The stripy.
Pancetta.
No, that's a whole different okay. thing. I
no,
think.
No, isn't the same. It's just chopped up, isn't it? No.
What?
Hello. No, because it's like pancetta is just bacon chopped up.
Yeah, but there's like little thick things and
lardons.
Yes, but no. We need the long strips.
Yeah.
I think this is a Danish thing.
I think
no,
it might
I know
be.
What you mean, but I don't eat meat, so I. But it's been a while. But
oh,
I
me
know
neither.
What you mean.
Me neither.
Since when?
I know. I just
more than that today.
I was like, hey, what? Sophie Hagen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Let's talk about it. You've had a haircut. We gotta talk about it. It's been waiting to happen. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
How long did you think about cutting your hair? How do you feel since you've done it?
I thought about it for, I think, 13 hours.
Wait,
but,
what?
But it's been
it was
a long
that
time spontane. Coming.
Okay, yeah. I was like,
I don't make decisions like in the future. I can't do anything like vacations, tattoos, haircuts. I don't. Like, it has to happen now. Otherwise, I'm like, because I've made the decision. So in my head, I have short hair now.
So why do you have this weird long hair?
Yeah, so not, yeah. Ugh.
But when you said it's been a long time coming, I would agree. Say more on that. I don't want to speak on your behalf. I would say, come on now.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just one of those, I've always thought like, no, I don't know.
What was holding you back?
I think a fear of letting go of femininity.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
I wore dresses for like a decade before I was like, I think I hate wearing dresses. It feels really bad.
Yeah.
But and then I switched to like trousers, which felt like a big... I middled with jumpsuits.
The jumpsuit conversion track.
The
yes.
conversion.
Yes,
and
yes,
now
yes.
I'm on trousers and jeans. Jeans took a while after trousers as well. So like, mm-hmm. it's a
jeans
whole
Jeans are so
thing.
Warm as well, aren't they?
They're just very nice. It's also really
warmth.
Hard finding.
They're so hard
any
to find.
Clothes
yep.
to be, when you're fat. Like,
yep.
so hard.
Yep.
So, yeah, then we were in the jeans. Then we were in the... shirts, then we're just in the area, and then
yeah, you were really in the area, and the area
and
arrived
what comes
real
next.
Fast.
The walking
well,
cane,
the second I cut my
no,
hair,
no, a girlfriend, the
a wife, I need a wife.
A wife.
The second I cut my hair, I was like, I don't want to wear makeup and I don't want to wear jewelry.
Great,
it was so wild. I was just
that's
like,
so
oh.
interesting.
This was like three kind of big things. I was like, I always wore earrings, I always wore makeup. I had long hair, and then suddenly overnight I was like, oh no, it feels wrong. It
oh
feels
my God.
It's so weird.
This is interesting. So do you think it's a case of like, oh, this matches the aesthetic I've created with my hair? Or do you think it's that the hair and the clothes have taken you closer to a sense of authenticity, and then you're like, any performance feels bizarre now?
Yeah, it's sort of like with the short hair, I've gone from trying to look pretty to trying to look handsome.
Yes!
And that
handsome
feels like a
voice.
Different thing.
Handsome voice, yeah.
Either way, I'd say it's fuckable. I'm on either well, fucking way.
The umbrella is fuckable.
Yeah.
It's just about choosing which type.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it just came as like a...
I can see you with a parrot now as well.
Ooh.
I don't know
well,
why.
Actually, the pig
why?
Looks really good with this outfit.
Do
I
you
bet it fucking
keep
does.
Trying to make them a pirate instead of a handsome guy?
No. Well, pirates, number one, are crazy
the
handsome.
The most fuckable group
Did
of
you
people.
Know, I just found this out, that in Disney World, when like, do you remember the height of Pirates of the Caribbean when it first came out? And they had Captain Jack walking around Disney World as like a character.
Yeah.
And then they had to take him off the roster because like adult women were losing their minds too much and getting inappropriate. So they had to circle
That's
him
why
out.
Sophie's not allowed to go to Disney as well. It's the same thing.
Because
women keep bumping to gender benches. Benches.
Listen. I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah, I'm banned from Disney World. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I get it.
Here's
I
my son,
it.
He wants a picture. I'm me. And they were like, we can't. It's just workplace. It just won't work.
That's
couldn't they just
wild.
Find like an uglier Jack Sparrow?
No.
No such thing.
You no can't. Thing. Every pirate is fit. Every pirate.
But like, I see what you're saying. You have moved into
you
a handsome
know,
bracket.
Do you know the musical Pirate Queen?
No.
So
why
it was
know that,
it is
Andrew?
It is one of the biggest flops in musical history.
No way.
And I love it. So it's like been removed from the internet, so I have to file, so I'll send them to you.
Please do.
Which is about a female Irish pirate based on a real life
yes, it is.
Irish pirate.
Yes, it is. Grace O'Malley or Grace.
Yes,
Odeville.
That one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
family member.
It's the only one.
And she's like in love with this. I think he's a pirate. I think they're all pirates, right? And then she's in love with this other pirate, and he's like a bit of a simp, but like so hot, played by Hadley Fraser, who's like my favorite.
They're all simps for her.
So he's so good, and she's Stephanie J. Block. She's so good. She's so good. Okay, yeah, Andrew's nodding.
His little mind.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She's incredible.
She was in the Broadway falsettos, which was really, really
Stop.
Good.
Stop.
She's so good. It's her and Hedy Fraser.
I'm
the
no
best
longer
male
part of the
singer.
Conversation.
Anyways.
Shut up!
She's a very
it's
hot
about
pirate.
Ireland.
You should love this.
I should be happy.
Did you see the news? Like, it literally came out last week. They're doing 13 Going on 30, the musical.
Oh, no, I don't.
Don't stop it. Don't be a dick.
No,
don't be a dick.
I can't. I'm not in the Evan Hansen, like... Heather, like, I'm not in that category of musicals. It needs to be big and shouty and, like, wild and, like,
And what part of 13 voices. Going on 30 do you think won't be part
well,
of
it,
that world?
You know, it might be theatrical.
They've
like,
only got four nights
it.
And they've all sold out anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
Oh, no. What a shame. Oh,
what's the best?
Oh, darn, you won't be able to go. But just
what a shame.
I was just going to say, Stephanie J. Block is doing a concert in London next Sunday, and tickets are only £15. Just to
but
flag
but
it.
But I've done this before, because I went to see Michael...
Bublé?
No,
Bolton?
The other
Bolton?
No. The oh mate, Bo Alfie Bo.
Alfie Bo, all right.
How am I going
Yeah, you're right.
You mixed up with Michael
very
Ball.
Hard. I made it very hard.
A couple of weeks ago, Alfie Bo.
No, it was years and years and
oh,
years
right,
ago.
Okay.
And because I thought he was going to do all his musical stuff, but then he only did like pop songs. There were only old people in the audience.
No, okay.
And I was just like, oh dear. And they were all like standing up like
Sweet
and,
Caroline.
And I was just like, oh no, I've made a mistake. And at the end, I just went with it. And it was just me and all the old ladies. We were like,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
It's
that's
like,
amazing.
Have you gone to see Jersey Boys in the West End?
I have not, no.
It is just divorce parties. Just all it's like, who needs a man? And they're all there like, oh, what a night. It's so good. He lied to me. You basically... have to just throw yourself into it.
I love
with
that.
Like, it's just so brilliant. And they're like, they hit the bar hard.
Yeah, we're not too good for that. We're not too good for that.
No, that sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Okay, so you've cut your hair. You're into suave, handsome category.
Yeah.
You've got a dog to go with the vibe.
With the vibe,
let's
yes.
be
I
honest.
I got the dog first. Let me just...
Yeah, it makes
it
sense.
It wasn't the accessory.
No, sure.
Well, it was, but it came
how
before.
How is Hank?
He's doing well.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. I personally think your Instagram could have more dog content.
I agree. But
okay,
do
good.
You know about people on the internet? Have you heard of them?
I've noticed
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they have opinions and stuff.
They
and
really do.
Oh, about every...
About Hank?
People... When you have a dog, people are so invested. And there are, like, threats on, like, Reddit where people are like, you can tell that she's mistreating him. Or, like, oh, she never posts about feeding him, so I bet she doesn't feed him. It's like...
What?
Insane. Like, oh, she never posts about taking him on walks. I was like, yeah, because I don't want you to know where I live, you asshole. Like, it is... So
oh,
I,
my
I,
God.
Because I filmed the whole, like...
What the fuck?
The whole journey to getting him.
Yeah.
I put that on Instagram.
I
was like, every single,
we were
like,
all
decision,
part of it.
Everyone was a part of it. It was very fun. And then people's opinions started, and I was like, oh, this was a mistake. Like, delete
fuck.
That. Don't talk about it. So I'm trying to be, like, less... I'll post, like, cute photos of him, but I'm like... Mm. And when
that
I do any like
fucked.
Fit check, when I'm like posting like outfits, he will come and jump up on me.
That's yeah, it's very
that's
cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's so ridiculous. To, like,
oh, people have so many opinions. I can't imagine if it was a child, like
looking
people being
after
like
a dog. Like,
yeah, but you it's
taking
only
care
wrong.
Of a dog.
Yeah, it can only do it wrong according to the internet. It's
I,
mad.
I okay. I, maybe this is too heavy a chat, but I feel like the there's a real balance to be struck. Like, every time I put something on the internet, I am thrilled when people are, like, enjoying what I'm doing and want to come to shows and feel like they're getting to know me. But the more exposed you are, the more feedback there is.
Yeah.
And the feedback is a real... Like, obviously, any time I put a clip on the internet, it is awash with homophobia and a lot of, like... sexism, but mainly homophobia. It's generally like,
it's only a bit from me,
what
though.
You need is a dick.
Yeah.
That's the general gist.
Yeah. And
okay,
we are
yeah.
sorry about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I know you are,
oh, no,
but it doesn't
don't.
Make it okay, you guys. Could you not just tell me in person?
It's for traction.
My mom
it's for
reads
traction.
Those.
It's for traction.
Any engagement
yeah.
is
yeah,
good
it's
engagement.
All good
engagement. Any engagement is good engagement. But it's also like, just sort of, it's sort of relentless feedback to the point that like, I act a little bit irrationally, I find, to like reasonable feedback because I'm like, I can't take any more feedback.
Oh my God.
Does anybody else get that?
Oh,
like hypersensitivity.
There's no such thing as reasonable feedback.
A feeling of shame. Someone messaged me. I was posting about doing like a work in progress And someone messaged me and was like, oh, it must be really good to be able to like just go somewhere and like just try out like stuff you haven't even rehearsed yet. And I was like, you know what? I'm replying. And I was like, you asshole. Like, yeah. Fuck you. Yeah, it's good. But I've worked hard to get to a place where I can like do a work in progress. And
well, then so everyone does work in progress.
And I like blocked and I was like, fuck you. And then I was like, oh, what it could have said was, oh, it must be so nice to have a place where you can go and do work and practice. Like,
yeah. I was like, and if we read that in a different tone, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd read that in such a. And I was like reading it again, and they were like, well, I want to do comedy, and I live in an area where you can. And I was like, oh, I'd miss that.
Yeah.
And they read like the attack, which was not an attack. It was a very lovely statement.
But it felt like.
But it's
an
like
attack.
Tipping points. Everything's yeah. so. I feel really like I have to have a breath and maybe even a couple of days before I reply to messages, because I am just like, fuck it. Whereas they're like, oh, I've just taken some time out of my day to say a thing. Yeah. Whereas it's like, it's just so
because
relentless.
They don't understand that you get 500 messages all saying like, I hate the color of your bathroom. It's just like, I tried to renovate my bathroom via Instagram, which was really fun.
But people are awful.
It was so wild. I'll be like, oh, I need like some storage in this like teeny tiny little corner. And people would send me like a bookcase. And I'd be like, where would it go? And they'd be like, you're being rude to people. I was like, I can't.
Wait, they'd send you a bookcase in the post?
No,
that'd be awesome.
Like a link to be like, you can use this bookcase. I'm like, it's like 5 centimeters in the corner of a bed. Where
but
do you want it to
put
the
what we forget is how thick people are.
Oh my God.
Because we're bright. Okay, we're all bright people.
Speaking of
the general public,
I identify as thick actually.
Shit.
I identify as thick. Rather
there
than.
Is a thread somewhere on the internet
where of thick people
they
talking.
Hate me, and one of their things was she keeps saying that she lives in a teeny tiny flat, but she has like 5 bathrooms. And I was like, what? It's because every time I'm like in a hotel, I'll take like a picture in the mirror. So they think that it's like all of my bathrooms.
Conspiracy.
Oh my God, so
Sophie Hagen is actually a millionaire.
One kitchen, 1 bedroom, 5 bathrooms.
That's so.
But aren't you
I
just
get
intrigued
it.
By
I like
thick
it.
People? Like, yeah. I love them.
That's an extent
like,
where you're like.
I'm not the brightest, but there's some levels of thick where you're like, oh dear. Like,
wonderful.
I should look away, but I can't.
I
like,
will
have you
say...
ever seen someone push a pool door and then give
oh,
up?
I love it so much. I feel so honored that they're doing it. Like, it's like when other people are. I'm just so happy it's not me. I'm like, oh, mate,
yeah.
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy you're feeling it.
What
and
I
it's
will
not
say,
because I'll be nice about it.
What I will say is, I feel like there's a point at which, like, you get to also where there's slight. I used to have to answer every like, oh, for the love of God. Whereas now, because of the podcast and, may I say, the sort of wonderfully protective lesbians that are built around us, now occasionally before I even have to reply, usually if anyone writes something to the tune of, I thought she was dating that other comedian. There are like 8 lesbians being like, well, you should maybe think about that in private. Maybe you should think that on your own. Maybe you should check these things. And it's like, That's nice.
Would you say the lesbian go-to emotion is angry?
Would you say that question's homophobic?
No, it's more curiosity, I think. Because that was a good impression, but I totally know what you mean. Because I get them going for like people who are like, I mean, granted, I do set myself up for the fat stuff sometimes. Like, don't release a special with a company called 800 Pound Gorilla. Fuck me. Oh, Sophie, do you ever just like walk into it and go, that's on me, actually. That's 100%. Oh, I'm going to own that
No,
one.
They fucking didn't.
Yeah,
no, they
obviously.
Didn't. I hate
talk
people.
About 800 Pound Gorillas. And it's
oh,
like,
I
no, I
that.
Earned that one. Like, that one
no,
was on me.
No, fuck
logo
though.
On every single video. Yeah. And they're like, don't be so hard on yourself.
No, it's, you're beautiful.
It's max 400 pounds. Like, it's not.
Like a little chimpanzee.
You're being so mean to yourself. 400
pound chimpanzee, if anything, babe. Get it, girl, boss.
It's just... sometimes. It's like, you know, when my Apollo,
oh,
when I have
funny.
The camel toe.
Oh,
and the whole way through it. But then a guy was like trolling all the trolls, being like, you shouldn't have a camel toe and the size of that. That's a moose knuckle. And you know when you're like,
a what?
A moose knuckle. Which is so funny. It's fucked, but so funny.
Oh, don't you wish you could have done that?
Are you kidding? Well, I liked it for my personal profile. I thought it was so great. Which then invited all of them in to find me there.
Don't you want to do it again and then use the joke on stage?
Obviously.
And then do the joke.
Cool.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's worth the
800 pounds.
That's so funny.
Damn, mine is so funny. My Apollo clip is like the lesbian society who gets the dildo bit. And it's just man after man after man underneath being like, if you use a dildo, then what you really want is a dick. It's just like, whoa, God. Like, is there a more capital letter than capital letter? Like, they're just like, it's a lot. It's well, they're so angry.
Proud of their magic sticks.
My Apollo clip. Oh, no. Wait.
Oh, I'm
we're
sorry.
The worst. We're the
we are the literal worst. The thing about my Apollo clip that gets me down is, sorry.
My live at the Comedy what? Central they're Comedy crazy. Store clip was
they should.
I auditioned for that back when.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first ever TV audition. It was like a run-through night at Headliners. For the was it Live at the Comedy Store? That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, I did
my bit about hating men. Oh, they love that.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
If men said this about women,
then what? Yes. Tell me what happens.
Then what?
I want to see. They go on the Apollo. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're so right. Then what? Exactly.
I have to tell you a version of what just happened to my sister. I need to tell you. You're gonna love this.
Go on.
So if anyone doesn't know, I've got a little sister.
She did have the Apollo again.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear about her whole family's Apollo clip. It's crazy.
I'm a Nepo baby. Did you not hear? I'm Nepo, like fully. So my sister, she's autistic. She's 2 years younger than me, but she just started a new job in Cornwall. Okay, so first day, like, and the whole family's involved in her, like, moving down to Cornwall, making sure she's all settled. My dad takes days off work to, like,
long
take
debate
her there.
About whether or not they should dig up pancakes.
Oh, her dead hamster. Should we leave it? Should we not?
Like, how,
not
when did it die?
It up. January.
Oh, it's like, isn't that gone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so it's obviously gone. But you didn't want to leave them behind,
but
so.
Just, like, the
We're talking about, like, reacting to people as well, like, taking a beat. She cannot do that. So it's so not funny. First day at her new job. She's working in the kitchen, back of house, not seeing anyone, which is good because
she's a pastry chef.
She hates people. People are the worst. And the chef, and oh, Helen, I'm making the chocolates just like I've been told to and doing very good. And this old English white male chef comes over and said, smile. Oh, I told him he could go fuck himself. Good luck getting a Michelin star without me, you piece of shit. She walks out. Good luck getting a Michelin star. She's never GCSE. It's mad. And she walks out and then she rings me and I'm filming. Look, I can't deal with this right now. So I got my friend Gwyneth on the phone and I was like, can you just talk to her about like the rule of three, like giving people three chances? She's like, so what am I going to do? Just wait for him to fuck up two more times? No, I don't think so.
I'm fully on her side. Fuck
me
that
too.
Guy.
Everyone's
that guy.
On her side, but yeah. You've got to understand this was like months in the planning for literally 2 hours.
Jobs
to be like,
in Cornwall.
Good luck getting a Michelin star without me, you piece of shit.
Yeah, another job.
She said, suck it. You can suck it. Suck it.
But then where's his rule of three? Why can't he give her two more chances?
Oh, he did. They were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. And she was like, I don't trust you. It's over.
Yeah, good.
It's over. I'll never trust another man again.
Good. Get this. She got another job in Cornwall.
With a higher wage.
See.
She crushed it.
Not trusting men pays off.
I want to be your little sister when I grow up. I imagine being like, what the fuck did you say to me? What?
Oh, I love that.
You good luck getting a Michelin star
without me. Good luck getting a BAFTA
me.
Without me.
Good luck.
I'm going to hit my BAFTA elsewhere.
Pretty woman going shopping, isn't it?
I know, but
do you work on commission?
Yeah, I know. I love it.
In a rundown hotel in Cornwall. Good luck getting a Michelin star without me.
Listen, all we have is like our integrity and our pride. And we need to protect that. It's more important than anything else.
I think it's phenomenal what she did. I wish I had that level of backbone.
Integrity and pride are the most important things.
It is. If you don't have integrity, what's the point?
Yeah,
what's the point?
I think it's so awesome what she did.
Yeah.
I think it's so fucking cool. I wish I had that confidence ever in my life. Oh, it might be a bit late. we've made so many episodes of the podcast now. Speaking of, you brought some questions, Sophie Hagen.
I have questions. Okay, let me just find my notes.
Wait, Sophie, you wrote them down?
I love you. When I've been listening to the podcast.
Is it about...
Oh my God, I love you so much for
taking
notes.
Some of it is just like thoughts and notes.
They're so helpful, by the way.
34. 5.
35, as 5. You fucking know.
Okay, first of all, this is a piece of advice. I thought it was thrusty. Hawks.
And I
would be like, well, I'm dumb. But what I will say is, I've been saying that since it started. No one's ever corrected me, so I might not be the only one. So
that's so funny.
I've mentioned it to a lot, and people are like, "Yeah, thrusty hugs." Like, I think it's not just me.
Also, maybe it should be thrusty hugs.
You, that made more sense to me than thrusty.
We'll it makes more sense
yeah,
to me
do a little
too.
Poll
and thrusty please, hugs, I could say.
And yeah, I can see that too.
I think thrusty hugs makes sense.
That's so funny. Thrusty or thrushy actually makes more sense than trusty. We're pretty flaky, actually.
And then I have, then I have a mini list of things I didn't know we had in common, me and Helen.
Stop.
We were both very sick in Norway.
What happened?
I had a gig in Norway that was would pay like £1,500, and I was like, holy shit, wow. And then I got Nando's at the airport.
Classic, nice.
Arrived in Norway. So sick. Like, I don't remember calling my agent, but he told me that apparently I called him like crying, like, I can't do the gig. Like, so sick. Ruined a hotel room. Wasn't happy about
no.
it.
No.
Front or back?
Both.
Sick.
Oh, both.
Head in the sink.
Thing.
Bum on the toilet.
When I could get there, yes. Otherwise, it was horrific.
You poor
And then
thing.
I couldn't do the gig. And then the next morning, I felt fine. And then apparently, I was like, where did the sandwich paper come from? It's like someone from the festival or whatever it was had like brought me food. And I don't know if I was like, I don't remember it because I was so sick. So I don't know how I was like, looked when I opened it. Horrible. And
but
then
you
I
didn't go
home.
To the gastro ward in the hospital.
I didn't.
They're so nice. Next not... time, go.
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, so then you just flew home again?
And I just flew home. I flew to Norway to be sick.
To shit yourself and then
yeah,
go home
to
again.
To not make any money. Horrific. Have that
Can
in
I
common.
Ask you a question?
That's
yeah.
hell.
Do you
yeah.
find the shit quite cleansing, like at the end of it?
I don't remember that feeling.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
I think I just felt like
it's
being
just nice
dead.
To ask.
Our dads both work in sewers.
Stop.
Yeah,
no
my dad
way.
Was a. I don't know what the right word is. Oh, exterminator, I think. I used to call it like a rat.
A
killer.
Pest control guy?
I think so.
Or just purely for poo rats?
No, it was mostly about rats, but he was mainly in the sewers.
Sick.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. What an origin story.
We also haven't gone to uni.
Oh, my God.
Which I feel like everyone has.
I know.
Everyone's like, oh, you know, at uni.
And you know that because they go, what uni did you go to? Instead of, did you go to uni? Yeah,
oh, at least
yeah.
they ask you that. With me, they're like...
Oh!
That's so interesting. I find it much more surprising that you didn't go. Go on.
Thank you. I mean, I technically signed up for uni a bunch of times, but I just never.
It's hard if
up.
Your dad's working poo to then make that transition.
I get it.
Like it's a jump.
Yeah. There's no support from home, right? There's different expectations. I had a horrible spider story I wanted to tell you because you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
please, no. Please, no. I actually.
But I just
God,
really
just
want
said
to.
It and I feel like.
I know, but I have it too. And I feel like it's really unfair that I have to sit alone with what happened to me.
I can't, it's going to keep me up at night. Do you understand?
I know, but it kept me up at night.
Oh my God,
it's
my
only
back
fair.
Hurts. my back hurts immediately.
Okay, I won't tell you. Or if I do, I'll do it like as
Helen.
A surprise.
You'll tell Helen.
Okay. It makes my
it
jaw
was so big.
Weird.
No, just do
it
the
was
humming
so
thing.
Big. And I'm really scared. Like, I'm really scared of that. It was so big. It was on the door.
No.
And then it took like, I had like a piece of wood. And I like was going to kill it. Exploded all over my face. It was so big I could hear it, and it was. And I wore my glasses, and they were like there was like spider intestines on
what?
My glasses. It was so.
You're
I was
so lucky. You're so lucky. It didn't have a bunch of eggy fucking spider babies in there.
It was the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
That is hell.
And now I have to share it with
that
everyone.
Is hell.
It was the worst. I could hear it.
Oh my
it.
God, my back hurts.
I know.
I hate
I know.
Them.
I needed to share that with you.
Spiders.
No.
Oh, and then I have a question.
Yes.
Oh,
I think I'm getting
when
more
I was
scared
a child, I was really into Titanic, and your mom was on the Titanic. So
I
like,
was also really into Titanic.
Before
I played
the film,
Carpathia.
Right?
Yeah.
Before the yeah. See, that's a special thing.
Insane.
Love history about like
war.
War history.
Do you listen to Real Dictators?
Because of you, I now do.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then we need to talk about Eagle's Nest because I really want to go there.
In Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Jan, stimmt.
I really want,
Warum nicht,
Ich liebe Deutsch, aber ich kann nicht das Gespräch.
Aber das klingt schön aus.
Yeah,
it's fun how all
also,
your notes are leaving me out. I like these
well,
questions.
It's cool.
Very...
One you didn't like it.
It was fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And how did you feel about the spiders?
That's so grim. That's like, we have so much in common. Also, would you like to feel uncomfortable? We have so much in common. What the hell, Sophie Hagen?
I have OCD, so we have that in common.
Yay!
Oh,
that's fun and light.
And I like quiet and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that in common. So, like, this, I feel like we could all be friends.
You guys have loads of joyful things in common, and we have a phobia, mental illness, and we
honest,
like to be alone.
But we find that fun.
We do, to
we
be
do
fair.
Fun.
Come
yeah,
on,
yeah,
don't have
a
laugh.
The last question I have is, you talked about a theory where you divided comedians into like, I think, war boys, chaos sluts,
correct,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
What am I?
I already know.
Yeah?
You if know. It's war boys, chaos sluts, and the third category is pencil case, isn't it?
What? I think it was like...
pencil case. No, you got head girl, head
thicko,
boy.
Thicko, edge lord, happiness whore, little prince. They're the ones I wrote down.
Say them again. What were they again?
Edge lords, thickos, little prince, happiness sluts.
Okay.
Chaos.
But, okay, Little Prince vibes, 100%.
Yeah, I would have said
so. Because you do say some stuff on stage where, like, it's like, oh my, what the fuck?
Is that
but
a Little Prince
the audience
thing?
Are like, aw.
Wasn't Stuart Goldsmith a Little Prince? I don't feel like I'm in the same camp as
Stuart Goldsmith's a head boy.
Oh,
I feel
okay.
Like
yeah,
I might
he
say
is.
Little Prince
okay,
by
I'm
accident.
Fine not being that.
So Little Prince is like no Sunil Patel, Ed Knight, like these
okay,
sort of like,
yeah.
I'm going to be a bit cheeky. And the audience going, aw.
Okay, I like
yeah,
Little
you
Prince.
Do cheeky a lot.
But
and
you also
you,
have massive
say...
head girl energy.
Oh, yeah.
You do. You do. Like you could lead a
oh,
gathering.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
okay,
there's true. There's cult leadership
yes,
abilities there.
Yes.
You're yeah, not big thicko because you wouldn't
no,
wing it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go out and go like,
yeah.
You know?
No,
it's planned.
Yeah, thank you.
What's head girl and Little Prince?
Head prince.
I'm going to say
head
prince.
Depends on how much into war you get, and then you might end up
ooh,
being a bit war
boyish.
That's
another thing we have, because I saw your show, and you talked about dictators, and I have a whole bit about dictators in my show.
Stop.
Mad
it.
Thing to high yeah, five about.
Yes.
Mad.
What's
this,
your bit about dictators?
That I think we should have a dictatorship. But I make a really good point of it, so people agree with me, I hope.
It's excellent.
Okay,
it's a really good show.
Mine is just about
it's
how much
really...
I like the podcast.
And
that sounds a lot
I
better.
Think that's the difference between the thicko and the head girl. One's like, isn't it amazing that these exist? And the other one's like, I will be your leader. And that
honestly,
is the distinction.
Yeah, yours is proper.
I really think
mine's
I could
like,
do it.
I like Paul McGann.
I just really think I could do it, and I think I could do a good job of it.
Who's your favourite dictator on the Real Dictators podcast?
Oh, I haven't. It's currently queued because I wanted to listen to episodes of your podcast
thank
first.
You.
Because I was doing it. So now I've done it. So
also,
now I don't
it's
have
a
to
mad
listen.
Well,
Hitler's
question
finished.
To be like, who's
just, you
your
know,
favourite?
Hitler's finished. Very good. Very good.
I mean, I went to the Hitler's
guys.
Childhood Museum in Berlin. was not surprised that he had a very bad childhood.
I know, they all had terrible times.
No one talks about it with him. And I get it, because bad, like.
Yeah, but he's also like.
Bad.
Like, so yeah, so Hitler, they all had bad childhoods.
Yeah.
But what pisses me off about Hitler.
He also had PTSD from the war.
Yeah, but he wasn't a very good soldier in World War I.
But that would give you PTSD, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was terrible.
And
no
very
one
unsafe.
Him. No one liked him, wasn't very popular. What pisses me off about Hitler, apart from the genocide.
Yeah. Which is like one of the main things.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is
another thing we completely agree
you
on.
You know
there.
People who poverty porn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm from a working class background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't do that.
You don't know.
Like,
you're
so
not
mad.
Like us. Yeah.
Hitler, I think, invented poverty porning. Because, like, I mean, obviously he wrote a book called My Struggle. So it's like, shut up.
University should be free. And I'm going to tell you why. These are conversations people should have. In classrooms, privately.
We're still talking.
So that they're not on podcasts publicly.
Hitler wrote so I actually struggle. Think that university shouldn't be free. You should also get paid to go to uni, as you do in Denmark. But
And it's also possible.
You would have got paid and you didn't go?
That's the... No, well, that... I well...
I actually know
I
this. You
up.
Went a couple of times and then dropped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say no more.
After 6 months.
Can I please make my point, though?
Yeah.
So then Hitler's like,
I wish
oh my
wouldn't.
God, I've got no money. Oh my God, my life was so tough. Blah, blah, blah. He's writing this book in jail. And it's like, yeah, you're in jail. That sucks.
Are you
going to
tell me
like,
Hitler was a nepo baby now?
So close.
No.
He's like, oh my God, I had no money. I was living in Vienna. There is proof that his mum sent him his rent each month.
Oh, that
and
little...
also paid for him to go to the opera once
I
a month.
Like him
she
less
was
and
sending
less.
Him money.
You like him less and less?
It makes you think. It makes you think.
Do you know what? When you didn't think, when you just when you thought he couldn't get worse.
Right? That's exactly what
his mum saying rent.
Brat.
Yeah. That's
just
it.
Say it. Don't write a book called My Struggle about how you couldn't afford to live in Vienna. If your mum's paying your fucking rent, you piece of shit.
Do you know what? I'm a whole new way
disdain.
Of looking at him now.
Whole new disdain for Hitler.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Joanna, do you got a problem from a listener?
Indeed we do. We have a problem from S.
Hi S.
My therapist?
Your therapist?
Therapist S, yeah. Hi there, long time listener, first time problem emailer.
Welcome.
Hello.
I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years and she is incredibly important to me. I've always found it hard to be around people, but with her it's easy and we understand each other, even when we don't talk.
Aww.
However, there is one part of the relationship where we are not really compatible and I would like some advice about how to talk about
bedroom.
It.
Bedroom.
Yes, correct. Physical intimacy is not her thing, and while that was fine for a while...
Do we know the gender of S?
Also female, yeah.
Okay.
I could have told you that.
Lesbian bed death is a myth that just happens to always be
true.
It
was very well articulated. That was the giveaway.
I do like sex, however, despite physical intimacy not being her thing. Obviously, I could take care of myself, but I would like to spend the rest of my life with my girlfriend, and I would, in fact, perhaps require... physical intimacy. I used to be categorically against open or poly relationships for myself, but have since come around to the idea, brackets in part thanks to this podcast.
Nice on you.
I want to bring it up, but I'm currently supporting her financially while she finishes her uni work, and I'm worried she'll feel pressured to agree to something she will later regret, since she is a people pleaser.
Oh, that's so mindful. Mm. Good job.
I'm also the first person she had sex with and the first relationship for her, so I do feel an extra responsibility to make sure she's okay with everything. Please help. I don't want to lose her or make her feel like she's not enough, but I also really want to eat some box.
Wait, what's box? Is that cunt?
What's it?
Oh, you girls have a word for everything.
I've already had a talk with my therapist, and she said, I deserve to have someone who wants me sexually, which is nice, but makes me a bit uncomfortable. I feel it makes me sound a bit like an incel. Anyway, I've been listening since the very first Giggles. I'd like to say how proud of you all I am, of how far you've come. You make my life so much funnier and more interesting, and I'm taking better care of myself as a result of your willingness to talk about problems head on. Thank you.
Whoa!
Yes, that's very sweet. Thank
That's so
what a
nice.
Well written message. Wow.
That's
as well.
So nice. Let's talk about the first problem, which is the phraseology of eat some box. Because if we can teach you.
I like it.
It's eat a box. It's eat a box.
Yeah. Eat some box. Oh my God, what a phrase. I love that. That was so mindful, so thoughtful, so progressive. And eat some box. Wow. I love
it.
And
where did the box word come from? What's the, like.
The shape.
Yeah, the shape.
Why did I say shape? The shape?
You can put your hand in, little treats, search around.
Oh,
it's a box.
I like that.
It's a cave.
Well, what
Wait,
is a
what's
cave?
Wrong with
what
me?
A, but nature's
what's
box.
Wrong? Oh, right, okay. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
What is a cave but nature's box? Brilliant. That's brilliant.
I'll put that on a black
I'd write that one down.
Put it on a baggie.
Brilliant. Yeah. It feels like merch.
That's fucking Plato's cave's all different now. So, problem one is. Partner doesn't enjoy intimacy in the way that you do.
Yeah.
Problem two, you don't want them to feel coerced into making a decision that you want to make because of the situation you're in right now with like supporting financially and they're stressed about uni and
Very
stuff.
Very mindful and good and important.
And the last one is, what is it? That you need someone who wants you physically.
Well, the third one is that doesn't feel like a simple enough description and this person doesn't want to lose.
How about yourself with their favourite snacks? They sort of lick it off you.
I think, okay.
Then it's not physical intimacy. Maybe they're just hungry.
So they won't know you're naked until they get to that point.
Yeah.
Like dinner's ready.
Like if I came over yours and I was covered in Nutella.
I'd call the police.
Oh, no, not on little Helen. I can't run. Please.
I'd look at the ring doorbell and be like, I don't think I'm opening this door now.
That's so funny. I would be like, wow, I knew this day would come.
Yeah, here I am.
Here she is to woo me.
Well, what would you do?
I'd
dump the partner and start fresh?
No, so I think what's really clear
Hello?
Is... Well, we should go to Sophie first, but I think what is very clear is that this person has gone and gotten the truism, the sort of like cliched 101 of like, well, you deserve someone who wants you, and like that doesn't feel like... This person is wants to stay with their partner and loves her. Mm. So that's like they don't prioritize sex over necessarily exclusively over keeping this person. So let's keep that in mind when we. Do you have any thoughts?
A million. Well, I think. So I'm currently working on a book about sex and not having sex. Mm-hmm. So I've
amazing.
I'm reading through 1,800 people's submissions of like their sex issues.
Yeah. Whoa.
And reading a bunch of books about it. So my head is like full of a million thoughts because I've read so many issues that people have around this. So it's
my
head is exploding a little bit. This doesn't mean I necessarily have an answer. But I will say, I think there's a difference between if your partner... Is your partner just like, I'm asexual or like just not into sex and that is who I am and that is final and that is just like, I'm okay with that, period?
Yeah.
Or is your partner having issues with it? Is it like something is blocking me from having sex? I don't feel confident. Like, I want to work on this. I am working on this. I feel like there's a big difference in how you approach it. Because if it's like, this is my personality and that is who I am and that's, then you can deal with that. But if it's like a work in progress, I think that's where you go, okay, well then, like, you're working on it, I'll support you, what
third
you need.
The category I'd posit is that the couple is having difficulty.
Did you just say I posit?
Sex. I'd posit. I'd posit a third category is that they
I
are.
I would posit.
What
as in
mean?
Deposit?
No, I'm positing an idea that...
P-O-S-I-T.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like to put forward an idea.
Huh. Is that a fancy lawyer word?
Yes, in my at night I'm a lawyer. No,
he's like a lawyer.
No, I just like I'd suggest. Like,
I posit he is innocent.
Yeah, it's sort of like a gentle suggestion. As well. It's like I'd put forward, but I'm not like, you know, like I'd posit that maybe this happens or like
I posit that we know
but
you went to uni.
Proof necessarily, it's just like,
oh look at me, I went to uni. I posit I went to uni.
Can I have one of these treats that Sophie brought and got hungry all of a sudden?
If it means that you'll stop slagging me off, then yeah. I can tell you're hungry. You're being mean. What about? But yeah, just that it might be a. Helen, let's not forget that we're dealing with S's problem.
Sorry, S.
Yeah.
And you are now ultimately eating from a box, which feels really insensitive.
Living your dream, S. Living
oh
your
my
dream.
God.
It's so good.
It's amazing. Yeah, can I have some, please?
No, you're solving the problem.
No, I can have a little bit. Thank you so much.
Can you describe to us what this is, Sophie? And then S, we will solve your problem.
It's huge. It's so huge. It's a Danish, I think in English you would call it a cinnamon social from Ole and Steen. Which is a Danish bakery.
How do you say it?
Ole and Steen.
Oh, so cool when you say it.
Ole and Steen. Which is a Danish bakery.
Fuck, that is so
where
good.
I go whenever I'm in central London to buy rye bread. And then I got you that. Which is like, it's like a, what do you call it? I guess you call it a Danish, which is weird. Because in
angel.
Danish we call it Wienerbrød, which means Vienna bread. So weird. But
why
it's like a thing you bring to old people when you visit them in Denmark.
Thank you.
For
we're
their
old.
Afternoon coffee.
It's sweet so bread good. Covered
it's
in
like,
cinnamon. It's sugary. It's buttery.
It's like a custardy thing. Mm. There's some icing. It's
fuck. Do you want some?
No, I'm good. I'm recording a podcast currently.
So. Oh, yeah. <I don't know.
laughs> But maybe after I'm done.
I think what's happened here is this problem has stumped so many of us that we're just trying to pass the buck onto each other.
No, I...
Sorry, that's so funny. Sophie just said I'm recording a podcast currently. After.
I'd expect nothing. No.
Let's take a break. Let's finish our work. Let's finish recording this podcast. We invited Sophie to.
That is so Moorish, though.
It's so good, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So good. Everything from there is so good.
I feel like, you know, when you go down on a roller coaster and your womb goes like...
Again, really insensitive to S. Stop talking about going down on boxes. Let's go.
You're
what
right.
What was the problem?
You posited a third thing, which is that they have a thing within their relationship.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily that their partner doesn't want or doesn't like sex, but it's within this relationship.
Yeah.
Also a good point. So I think there's a difference. It's like, I always think when there's issue in relationships, it's always like, well, is there an end to this? So if it's like, my partner is depressed, like that in itself isn't... The problem is my partner's depressed and will not work on it, or my partner's depressed and they're actively seeking help. Like, there's such a difference in any kind of issue of, like, is something happening? Is there an end in sight? Or do you have to deal with the fact that this is, like, now your life forever?
Yes.
Okay,
really
this
good,
is actually
really, good,
really good.
Yeah, so I think...
S, listen to this now.
I think it's fair, and I think it's an unpopular opinion a bit. And I think that is mostly... I think men are always told, like, you deserve sex. And I think that's why when someone says it to us, we're a bit like, oh, no, I don't want to be that. Like S said, I don't want to be an incel.
Yeah.
But physical touch and intimacy and sex is really important to some people, not to everyone. Mm-hmm. But if it is, it's just as much of a need as feeling safe in a relationship or feeling loved. Or like, we can all have these like things we need in a relationship, and that's fair. Like, there's no moral judgment on what
language.
That is.
Yeah.
It's a love language. It's like... So if that is something you need and you're not getting it, like, it is, it's fine to be like, that's my need. It's not your partner's fault, and you shouldn't be like, well, do you want me to pay your rent or not? Like, 'cause that's scary. But I think it's fair to be like, is this forever or is it not?
I think that's a really good question and a really good starting point for the conversation. I also would say that it sounds to me, yes, like you have not exhausted every option, which is really nice, a really positive place to be. Because if you've talked about it at length, you've done therapy, you've done couples therapy, she's done therapy, you guys have made a plan, enacted it, and it all hasn't worked, then that's like sort of dire straits. Mm. If you've not done the things, and what you're finding difficult is even approaching the conversation, then you're at the very start. There's so many options available, for you, things, avenues for you to try, which is exciting.
Watch the film Hope Springs. Is that with Steve Carell and Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep? And Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, they're just not fucking anymore. They're sleeping in separate rooms. And they go to Steve Carell, who's a therapist in Maine. And he teaches them how to, like, be intimate together again. And they spend a night at a hotel. And laughter ensues. It's so silly. And then... And then they go back the next night.
Of
and
the
they,
Steve Carell films you could have recommended for this problem,
Meryl Streep it films been worse. You could have recommended. Meryl Streep.
What, I thought you were going to Sophie's Choice.
Or 40-year-old virgin for Steve Carell.
Huh? It's very good. I also, is it called Hope Springs?
I think S mentioned polyamory as well. And I think, again, that very much... Because that's another thing. If your partner is like... Oh yeah, I'm just not into this. Like, this is just not a thing for me. Mm. And I feel like polyamory is like, you really need to learn what you're doing before you do it. Cause I think a lot of people do it as like a solution to a problem.
I was just about to say, I think the worst way you can go into polyamory is as a solution to a problem in your relationship. It has to be an additional good to your relationship.
Yeah.
So whether it's like solving like time constraints, or it's solving sexual issues, or it's solving like cheating. I just think those are bad reasons to do it. And it should be like, also, if it's inequitable, that's also difficult. If it's like you're going to get word. Sex and she's not getting
equitable.
As in, if you're doing it for one person but not for the other.
Oh, equality. Okay, equality. Yeah, that was
Equal.
I was an equal.
Just say equal then.
Isn't equine something with horses?
Yes. Equine. Oh, yeah, equine.
Oh, don't have it be about.
Daniel Radcliffe fucked the horse.
Your polyamory should have nothing to do with horses, may I say.
Fuck a horse.
Non equine. And also, if it's inequitable, then I think
fucking
that's tricky.
That's a good point.
Well, I also think if you're in polyamory just to get laid, then it's the sex thing, right? But what you want, it sounds like, is intimacy in your relationship.
Yeah.
And like, you'll still not have that even if you go out and you fuck someone else.
Yeah.
It's like, can you, is it that, like, do you want sex or do you want sex with your partner?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very different thing. And it's also, this feel free to like ask, like, is it like, because sometimes you can, like, I've been in relationships where I've not wanted to have sex with the other person because I didn't really like them or because they weren't trying to like make me want it. Like, they were just like, you know, because they were men. And if they had been like, is there anything I can do? When do you find me attractive? When do you want sex? Mm-hmm. I could have been like, oh, here's a list of things I like. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you need to talk about that as well.
And also, I really think there are roles you can fall into that make sex really difficult. And those roles can come from a deep place of love. So I've been in relationships where the sex has broken down, but the love was really strong and the relationship was hyper functional. But the problem is, prior to this relationship, like, really wasn't analyzing what I was doing and why I was doing it. And like, the reality is, I love to caretake, but I also love to mother. And that can be like smothering, and it's deeply unsexy. And you can't mother and fuck, obviously. And like,
well, you can, but bloody hell.
But what I mean to say is that, like, I think how we framed the problem in that situation was that, like, the partner didn't want sex and that was an issue they needed to look at, when actually I wish that I would have realized what I was doing to contribute to that. And if you are caretaking or even just like financially supporting, you might have fallen into behaviors or like a relational dynamic that makes sex difficult.
Mm.
So just to be aware going into the conversation that you might have responsibility and like have to change things which are difficult, and that it's not just like
you like putting on, like, you know, showering and asking when you've washed or asking, like, because like there's stuff that like just is sexy, right? Like, like
asking someone when they've washed.
As in, like,
when have you washed?
No, what I mean is, like, I'm more, way more likely to have sex with you if I've just showered.
Oh,
because I love feeling clean, and I feel like I'm much more likely to have sex with you if I like.
But don't you just need to do it again then?
Sure, but I won't give a shit if I, you know, like, that's
Catherine
fine.
Catherine loved to clean.
Oh, so you're like, yeah. Now I can get to shower.
Yeah, again. Yeah. Oh. I just mean like, yeah. Whatever they think is, but I mean like, there's also a case of like, if you are doing a lot of caretaking, it's hard to then be seen as sexy or to even see yourself as sexy. And I don't know. I just think this, my point is like, go in open to the fact that you might have to change things too, and that they are like honest and difficult conversations to have.
Do we have ages?
First relationship, uni. Can we assume 20s?
Did they say uni?
They don't have the context in the email.
There's also a thing, it's their partner's first relationship, first time. And I don't know about you, but I remember when I lost my virginity, I was like, gotta go explore. Gotta go try all the things because this is exciting. So there might also be an element of like, hey, you just tried this thing. What do you want to do? Do you want to like work? Because like...
Whereas I was like fixated by that person. I was much more like...
When you lost your virginity?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mine was like a handshake deal. Okay, 16, let's fucking do it. There we go. Your first time, my first time. We've learned something. Move on.
No, we did that too.
Nice. That's
I asked
really
a friend.
Healthy.
I was like,
It was a guy that I made.
Do
you
want to try and do this? And he was like, okay. And I was like, I think friends can have sex. He was like, okay.
Because of the power of taking control.
Yeah.
Just like our
favorite
dictators.
You guys really do have so much in common.
We have so much in common.
So much in common. Wow.
I think we've given you a lot of good advice there, S. I'd say that I gave the best. I think it'd be useful.
What was your advice?
I really want to see that film,
just
though.
Whatever Catherine and Sophie said.
No, you said Hot Springs. But I think Meryl Streep and Steve Carell.
It's a good time.
Let's just end this by all saying our favourite boxes to nibble on. Catherine?
Ooh, I like the a box of Butler's chocolate.
A box of Butler's chocolates.
Yeah.
Thank you, Catherine. Favourite box to nibble on?
Pandora's.
Ah! Who is she?
Who is she?
What a Scorpio reply.
Pandora's.
I'm quadruple Scorpio, that's mine.
Nice.
My favourite box to nibble on would have to be... I will go for, in Disney World, there's a car that sells cheeseburger spring rolls and it comes in a little box.
Cheeseburger spring rolls?
Yeah, deep fried cheeseburger stuff. It tastes like a double cheeseburger from McDonald's. It's life changing.
So in the spring roll paper, they've put burger and cheese?
Yeah.
And burger sauce?
It's
and
like bread? All in there. No, you can dip it in burger sauce.
Is there lettuce in there?
The flavour is cheeseburger.
But it's meat and bun.
How have we got so many questions about this? We don't even know what's inside Pandora's box.
That's
the treat.
You're bloody welcome. You're in for a real good time. Pop some bacon in it. Let's go, man.
Asian American fusion food.
Is there bacon in the spring roll?
No.
Is there lettuce?
I think they're selling them at M&S now.
No, they're not behaviors.
I think they are. I think they're doing like an appetizer, which is
that's more of an LG
cheeseburger spring rolls.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. But it's very good. I want to munch on the box I want to munch on.
No, we're not judging that. We're judging whoever made it. Whoever created
Mickey
it.
Mickey Mouse,
oh,
idiot.
Oh, sorry. Head chef Mickey Mouse.
Fair enough.
Head chef. So talking about thick people earlier. Look at the state of that. State of it.
Win a Michelin star without me.
Good luck getting a Michelin star without me.
Go on, Andrew.
Oh, I was going to say, I found them on M&S. 10 crispy beef burger spring rolls for £5.50.
What's in them?
That's disgusting.
How do they look?
Beef burger.
Crispy spring rolls filled with British beef, gherkins, caramelised onions with burger sauce for dunking.
Okay.
Barf.
Okay.
They look like very overstuffed. Like, you know when they like filled up the walrus too much because they didn't know what a walrus looked like?
Yeah.
Oh, with the horniman.
Yeah. It's like that, but with spring rolls.
Why am I imagining the teeny tiny spring rolls? It's a big spring roll. So
Beefy boys. They're beefy
in
boys.
In Disney World,
I think
big.
Like a fist worth, yeah.
Oh, fist worth.
Let us know if you try them.
But
let
in Disney, they're cheeseburgers. Yeah. So I'd melt some cheese on top of it like you're doing an enchilada and then dip it in the burger sauce. Oh,
yeah,
please,
I'm
Sophie,
around.
You must.
I'm coming around.
You could have that whilst listening to the Hitler episodes of Real Dictators.
Oh my God,
I'm
gonna have the best night.
What a night in. What a night in.
While you read other people's sexual problems.
Oh,
In my head, that's how it goes. Let's get into it.
Dream night.
You'd fucking love that.
So fun.
Oh my god. I've actually turned myself on. Like, just the idea of it. Like,
come on. Sophie Hagen, what an amazing guest. You brought questions. You brought commonalities. You brought tension. I'll be honest. I thought we'd have more in common. You brought food. You fucking angel. You brought great advice. And my goodness me, you brought a girthy, girthy pig.
Bacon Hagen.
Bacon Hagen. Oh, bacon. Here's a question. Where can people find you?
Social media. Sophie Hagen. So F-I-E-H-H-E-N.
Yes.
Not spelled the way you would want to.
Is that your surname? No, your name.
It's my both. Full name.
Full name. Say it again, it was so fast.
S-O-F-I-E-H-H-E-N.
Such a funny way of saying it.
I know.
Brilliant. I liked it.
Social media, and I wrote a book called Happy Fat ages ago.
It's great.
Have a new set, and things will be coming up. So.
Where can people see you perform?
When does it come out?
This Thursday.
Okay, November 19th.
24 hours.
November 19th at Earth Hackney. I'm doing my show that I did in Edinburgh.
There's like it's no so good. Left, it's so good.
There are some tickets left.
Like 20?
Some tickets left. I don't know how many.
Just book it right now. It was my favourite show in Edinburgh.
I absolutely loved it. Everyone I sent to see it thereafter adored it. Everyone I know loved it. It's such a good show. Go and see it. And also, it's full of surprises. And also, I love that you are... You don't have a pattern of joke, which is unusual for most comics do. Like, they really do. The punchlines come from places you don't expect. It's so good. Enjoy.
It's so true.
It's really amazing.
Congratulations on your talent.
Thank you.
No, it's such a good show. Go see it. So that's the 19th. And then are you going on tour?
Eventually, next year at some point.
Okay. Yes,
and that's the only show I have, like, coming up.
Podcast people can listen to you.
I have no current podcast.
But they can go and listen to...
Oh, I have Made of Human, which is now called Who Hurt You? You both did.
Heard of that. Like, I was so resistant to the idea of therapy. It was pre-breakdown.
That was so such a wild. I remember being very like, holy shit, this is a lot.
Do you know that, like, I listened, I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to this, because I was like, I think this is just before. Do you remember that summer in Edinburgh?
Yep.
When Helen lost her mind.
Yep.
But I remember, like, going, like, oh, listen to this. And I clicked on it. And it starts with Sophie. I don't know if it still does. Going, like, God, I thought she would have gotten contact and said she didn't want to put it out. But she hasn't, so.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Here we go. Like, and it's, like, it's not for everyone.
I was waiting the last minute to do the intro because I was, like, I was so certain you. Yeah, it was so good. You were so...
I was so, like, unaware of how mad I was.
I think everyone will now be going to listen to that.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
No, that's not a recommendation to listen to
that. I think we'll all be listening to that on the way out. No, if you want to hear an origin story, go there. Fantastic.
And then I did Bad People, which is a true crime podcast.
Which is excellent.
From CBC Sounds.
Excellent. I'm so sad it's over.
Yeah.
It's that, okay, after this, you're going to tell me which comedian you share a therapist with. Yeah. You're going to tell me your therapist details. Yes. And we're all going to go eat this box. Have a great day!
Yay! a huggy, huggy day to you, our executive producers. Thank you so much for your support, you guys. Guy Goodman, you guys got us good stuff. Simon Moores, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey Deakin. I'm sorry, I feel a really big swallow there because I was thinking about the pudding that we just...
You have a claggy mouth.
Sarah Harkey Deakin, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, and Matthew Thomas.
We all have too much Danish in our mouth for this. Oh, what a saucy thing to say after Sophie Hagen's left.
I was on Sophie Hagen's box.
Thank you. Let's take a little step now out of our executive lounge and into the producers' quarters and say thank you to Richard Bicknell, L. Richard Bold, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Harold Van Dyke, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R., Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Sarah and Molly, Mariah Fink, Cordelia, Rachel Page, Helen A., Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims, Luke Bright, Leah, Kate Spencer, Tristan, Liz Forge, Taz, Chloe, Becky Fox, Emily Gee, Emily G., Dean Michael, Glennis Woods, Stephanie Catraccia, Sophie Cheevers, Mark Anthony. Those are two separate names, not a Mark Anthony.
Oh my God, could you imagine if J-Lo's ex was
that would be phenomenal. And Carrie Sooth, is that right? Well, have we got some new producers in there?
Carrie Soothy.
It soothes.
Carrie Soothe.
And is it Carrie or Carrie?
I didn't check that part.
Well,
I only
Carrie
got
Soothe or Carrie Soothe, we applaud you for joining the team. There's quite a few new producers in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love to see it. I love to hear it. Thank you all so much.
Woohoo! You're thriving.
You've made some thank great you. Life choices. Oh, thank you for supporting us. Thank you to everyone who listens too. If you're just telling your friends, that is so helpful. Thank you.
Spread the good word of the hog!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.